Joseph Infield. Cheesesteak.
Hello and welcome to another team profile and projection here on Talkin' Baseball, which is brought to you by SeatGeek. Today we've got your NLCS losers. The Philadelphia Phillies, you guys ranked them as the fifth best team in Major League Baseball. They won 90 games last year, which gave them second place in the NL East. They lost in the National League Championship Series in Game 7 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Holy moly. Jake, did this team get better? Did they get worse? What do they got going on?
This is the first team that it feels like, I don't know. It's almost what is going to go wrong and not what they need to go right. This offseason, not a ton of chaos. I mean, Reese Hoskins left, but he didn't play last year. Dirty Craig out of the bullpen, who put up another really good season, but it just never feels like that, kind of. He's gone. They traded for Lorenzen at the deadline. They added Whit Merrifield, a little Jake of all trades, so he'll be bopping around. You'll see some Spencer Turnbull and Colby Allard, but this team has done their work over previous offseasons. The scary one, they did bring back Aaron Nola and they extended Wheeler. So, Trev, what does the lineup look like in the Illadelph?
The lineup bangs. You know it bangs. Starts off that guy, Kyle Schwarber, the bowling ball. He may not have a pretty batting average, but we don't care about that because the guy gets on base and launches dingers, 1-0 ball. Trey Turner will back him up, looking for more of that second half magic. Just give him a standing ovation on opening day. Like, that's the secret, Phillies fans. You're welcome. Bryce Harper, heard of him. He'll be at first base, batting third. JT Realmuto. Bryson Stott at second base, had a great, great year last year. He's establishing himself big time in this lineup. I love that for him. Alec Bohm at third base. Nick Castellano in right field. Brandon Marsh in left field. Center field should be Johan Rojas, but we're not really sure if that's going to play out just yet. I think there's still some deciding factors there. I would say yes. On the bench, I really like their bench a lot. Backup catchers, Garrett Stubbs. You got Edmundo Sosa, Christian Pache, and Whit Merrifield, who they brought in, like you mentioned, who I think is going to be an excellent piece for them. So the lineup is long. It's dangerous. It's beautiful. James, what about that rotation and bullpen?
The rotation are a lot of names you're going to know because we've been flirting with this team in the postseason for a couple years now. Zach Wheeler, he's good. Aaron Nola returns. Ranger Suarez, the Moxie King when the ball's hit back to him. Unbelievable.
Yes.
Taiwan Walker at the four. And Christopher Sanchez slotted in as the fifth starter. Some notes on that, I guess, the rotation depth if you want. But in the bullpen, you got Jose Alvarado, Jeff Hoffman, Gregory Soto, Spencer Turnbull, Sir Anthony Dominguez, Matt Strom, Junior Marte, and Connor Brogdon. And that's what you got.
Can I get a note on the bullpen real quick? I just saw a clip of Jose Alvarado calling himself fat.
Yeah.
And he's like, earmuffs. He's like, I'm fucking fat, bro. Like, that's just guys being guys. Like, what a great quote that is.
That's the Phillies, man. They are who they are, all of them.
They really are.
They're like the most secure in their own skin. I mean,
yes.
You got Schwarber. He is who he is. He plays how he plays. Like, he is pretty stubborn and dead set about that in a good way. I mean, even Castellanos, I mean, that dude doesn't give a shit what anyone thinks about him. He is who he is. Bryce Harper should feel the pressure of the world at 16. Never did. You know, you got Marsh wetting his hair in center field.
I think that's a great point, actually, Jimmy. Like, they've created this culture there. I think that's where we have to start with this Phillies team, is the culture of the clubhouse. I think I talk about it quite often on the show, and sometimes it gets dismissed, like, you know, every team should have a good culture. It's like, that's not the case, guys. And we've actually seen a couple guys struggle here and then get picked up by the team or the fans. We saw Alec Bohm say, I hate this place. And the fans and Castellanos and Kyle Gibson, like, picked the guy up. I know Gibby's not there anymore, but picked this guy up and said, hey, like, it's going to be okay. Now he's thriving there. The same thing goes with Trey Turner. Like, felt a little bit of pressure after signing the deal. Gets a standing ovation on August 4th. Go check the numbers out from before August 4th to after August 4th. Like, so there's a culture there that's in the clubhouse, but you also have to give credit, and this is me, like, eating some of my words from before, credit to the fans there in Philadelphia for, you know, being part of that. So, yeah, these guys are comfortable in their own skin, and it's a reason they have been able to go as far as they've gone in the last couple of years. But this is a team that's, you're right, man. They pull for each other. They root for each other. And I feel like they've been through some battles now where, like, nothing will faze this team. They'll go as far. Well, they can go as far as you can go.
Yep.
In baseball.
I agree.
How about that analysis?
It's good stuff, Trev. I mean, you know, we got our most cussing out early on in this episode. It's the Phillies. Fuck! You know? That's who these guys are. It's who the city is. The city loves them. My God. Going back to some early talking baseball days, talking about how Gabe was too sexy for Philly, and now we've landed here. Rob Thompson, Philly sexy. Big time.
Yeah.
Hurts Trev's soul to hear that.
Philly sexy, okay.
I don't know. I mean, I look at this team and it's...
Topper's basically the smart guy in the mob.
Okay.
We got to kill him.
Yes. Yeah. That's him.
For me in this Philly season, last year they were coming in with without Bryce Harper, right? He was getting TJ. He was going to try to learn to play first base on the fly. And guess what? He did it because he's Bryce Harper. A lot of players would have been kind of scared to put themselves into that position. I'm going to play a new position and I'm not going to have my throwing arm. Like, that's it's literally like an ancient warrior going into battle and being like, no sword today. I want to see from the Phillies this year. They got out to a slowish start. You mentioned Trey Turner. He was coming off his WBC where he was literally Captain America and then the contract, and he came in a little slow with the Phils, and then he found it at the end. Bryce Harper was banged up to start the season. The big bad Braves are looming in this division. And I came into last year kind of saying, you know, Phillies, expanded playoffs, they don't give a damn. Like, they're going to be in the dance, and when they get there, they're going to go. And they did that through five games last year. Then they got snake bitten, if you will. I want to see them come out and be kind of the regular season Phils. I want to see them bop and embarrass people. And I think having Bryce all year, I know this is kind of stupid, like, baseball stuff, but I believe in it. And I think they're going to come out this year. I didn't think the division was in play last year. I think it is this year.
They had one really bad month last year where I think they were finding themselves. Once they started going, like, it was...
They started with 12 games on the road last year, a 12-game roadie, and they got a little behind there. And then it felt for the first, like, month and a half, too, they were just chasing 500. They would kind of catch up, get there, fall back, catch up. So if they can get rid of that.
No way there was 12 games on the road. But maybe they did poorly in their first 12 games on the road. You always do, like, two series and then two series.
No, yeah, it was at Texas, at New York. They came home for Cincinnati and Miami, then at Cincy, at Chicago. So they had quite a few to start, but not 12 in a row. Sorry, Poppy, it's early.
One and six in their first seven. Bad.
Sorry, guys.
You're all good.
What do you think the... them beating the Braves the way they did last year in the division series, how much carryover do you think that brings into the season? And is that kind of why you're saying you think the division is in play this year, Snake?
I think it's more so... No, I don't think they ever feared the Braves like that. Like, I think True. They always knew in a playoff series, our best versus their best, why not beat them? I just think over 162... expanded playoffs, the way the Braves were built last year, which, again, they're not built super different, but not coming in with Harper. Like, I thought that was significant. And that they kind of, it felt like they didn't want the 162 grind. Like, not to be, not to knock new wild card baseball a little bit, but it's just like, hey, we will be there at the end. Let the Braves run up. Let them win 103. Let them win 108. I don't care. Also, the Mets were supposed to be a threat coming into last season. This year, they aren't really. Where that was kind of where my brain jumped to is like, okay, those two are going to bump heads. Like, Mets are back at it. Braves are going to run. Phillies will be there. And then when it matters, they're not going to be scared at all. This year, a little less competition in the NL East. And I kind of want them to become the dominant team. Like, they've seen some playoff success. If you're looking to close the loop on all of this, like, what if you're looking around in the clubhouse, what can we do more of? It's like, dominate more in the regular season and bring a little more of that into the postseason.
So Thompson has some quotes on that. This was in January, but they, you know, I'm sure he still feels this way. He says, "We've proven you don't have to win the division to make a deep postseason run, but that's a slippery slope. I don't want people to think, and players wouldn't think this, that it's okay to win the wild card, and it's easy to win the wild card, and you're going to go further by winning the wild card. We're looking to win the division, and to do that, we have to play solid every month out of the year." So, I mean, that's the feeling. Like, as much as we like to come on here and say, oh, the Phillies don't care about the regular season, they're okay with the wild card. Their goal this year, I think, should be, let's go win the division, and then we'll worry about the playoffs. We know what the playoffs will bring. Once we get there, it's World Series.
I don't know. If I'm a Braves fan and they win the division and then they go to the playoffs, I'm thinking, like, all right, this is different. This is nice. If it's the Braves win the division and then the Phillies, they meet up in the DS again, I think Phillies fans are like, fuck this. 3 years in a row, I don't want. Or if Braves fans are like, fuck this. So, like, kind of got the Braves right where you want them. Like, go get the division, fellas. Enjoy it. We'll see you in October. If they can keep doing that, that's kind of fun. The big topics, or one big topic, is the defense, because that was really bad last year. They finished 27th as a team out of 30. Phillies finished 27th among teams with minus 30 defensive runs saved, which is a bummer. But
yeah,
once Harper went to first base, it got better as it went, and they got Rojas in center. So keeping Schwarber at DH is kind of like very important for them, because the rotation gets really sloppy defensively. But they've also just banged. So they kind of said, like, didn't Dombrowski say 2 years ago? It's like, I don't care. We'll out hit our defense, our bad defense.
Drive in more than you let. And I think another aspect of the defensive equation is Trey Turner being a better shortstop for them. I think he led the league in errors last year. He has the ability to play a good shortstop. So if he's focusing on that and he's out there with Bobby Dickerson every day doing his thing, which I'm sure he is, I like it. And I think Whit Merrifield adds to that too. If you can get him out there a little bit, you know, on days where you need to spell guys, you're not just throwing somebody out there. I think Whit can be a good defender. I'm curious to see what happens in center field. We don't have anything definitive on that right now, right? Like, over the last couple of days, they've said they're still waiting to see if Rojas's bat is going to catch up. I know he has options, but, like, it's Jake Cave and Pache don't have options. So if they end up going that route, I mean, you put Pache out there, I'd assume, in center field, or would Whit play center field? Like, it's got to be Pache, right?
Yes, this spring, Rojas has gotten the most at-bats in center, but he hasn't hit for shit.
But he struggled, and yeah, the manager's quotes about him were, he kind of wasn't like, you're going to open with the show, kid. So I don't know. That's an interesting one in Phillies land, because he made that amazing catch in the, what was it, the eighth inning of last year that against the Braves allowed them to go on, and, you know, Dirty Craig, buy you dinner. I don't know. It's a very interesting Phillies problem, that Jake Cave seems to always find a way in every MLB season. And Pache, I don't know. For me, it would turn into, what's Johan Rojas's personality? Like, is he a ball player that would take that and say, you know what, I didn't earn it this spring, I'm going to AAA, and I've got to earn my keep? Or, you know, are you going to break a kid's heart that I don't know, was looked at as a postseason hero a little bit, but also didn't hit at all in the postseason. The at-bats became almost tough to watch. So I don't know. Phillies fans, I guess, what do you guys want? Is the simple answer just call up Rojas and let him figure it out, or do you guys not want that?
I think that's what's going to happen. He's working on a new swing in spring training. So, you know, there are some other quotes from Thompson saying it hasn't been great, but he's improving. Like, look, if you're a team that's built around banging the ball around the ballpark, you could be a little light in some positions on the offensive category. Like, let Johan go out there and run down the balls, and hopefully, like, this new swing will take. Hey, throw some bunts down or something, bro. You're fast as shit. Like, let's figure some things out where you can contribute offensively that doesn't necessarily mean you have to, you know, hit the ball in the gaps all the time. Like, you know, you can find yourself being a serviceable player on this team by playing great defense, running the bases correctly. Your swing hopefully will come along during the year. I mean, you're putting the work in, you know, you're seeing improvements here and there. Their strikeout rate is down. So, like, do they really need a center fielder that bangs? And how many teams have a center fielder that bangs? Like, that's become a position that's defense, defense, defense. So I'd assume it makes most sense, I believe, roster-wise for him to get the nod and just be out there. And if he just falls flat on his face offensively and, like, for whatever reason they can't stand it, then you figure something out. But it seems to me like he's going to be the guy.
I like the makeup of their offense a lot. Trey Turner helped out a ton if he's good, because the speed then is there. I mean, they were third in stolen base percentage last year while being top 10 in stolen bases. So they stole a good amount in the top 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh most steals as a team, but top 3 in percentage. And I think majority of that is Trey Turner and Bryson Stott. And Real Muto getting in the mix. Ooh. I do like the Phillies a lot. I don't know how it happened, but I enjoy rooting for them.
Real Muto has some interesting home road splits last year, so maybe Phillies fans give him a standing ovation as well. Like, that seems to work. That's the magic sauce.
Okay.
Way different. Did you guys see his home road splits?
No. I like that.
They're on the sheet. They're, I believe they're on the sheet. It's like a 6... There it is. It's a 576 OPS at home and 269 plate appearances. It's a 951 away and 271 plate appearances. So basically the same amount of at-bats, and you're a Hall of Famer in one, and you're a guy that's in AAA in the other. It's crazy.
Well, the year before, in 2022, it was the opposite. And 2021, he was better at home. 2021 was kind of split. 2022... A 909 OPS at home and a 729 away.
Interesting.
So maybe he just overcorrected.
Yeah. Just find that middle ground there, JT.
Yeah. Middle it up. That's all you got to do. What are their concerns?
Is there anything like
the division? It's the Braves?
Yeah, because like, they have some pitching depth, like Kirk Ring. We haven't really mentioned him yet. Like, so you got some starting pitching depth. I know Christopher Sanchez hasn't, you know, thrown a ton of innings at the big league level, but like, I don't think that's a bad number 5 starter. I don't think Taijuan Walker's a bad number 4 starter. Like, you kind of didn't have to do a lot this offseason. The couple moves you did make, I think, really helped your team. I mean, maybe, I mean, it's staying healthy for this team.
Christopher Sanchez debuted a cutter, so we'll look out.
Trev, am I seeing your guy, Dylan Covey, on their IL? Is that the meathead that was throwing blitzballs at me at the pool?
The meathead that was throwing blitzballs at you at the pool. What is that? What?
Spring training a couple years ago. Who's your guy? Ripped up.
I think that was Cousins.
Oh, it's Dylan Cousins. Bro. No, okay. No. He played some off-brand professional football just recently. He's now a realtor in the Austin area, so no, okay. That's not it.
So if you're in Austin, go check him out. Add.
He'll beat you up.
He won.
Huge. Huge. I don't know. It's just the course of the MLB season. Like, right now, we're saying we were fine with the rotation. Like, I don't know, Christopher Sanchez, some of the pitching nerds really like him and think he could break out. But like you could say with a lot of teams, if an injury or two happens to the staff, where do they go next? Like, are they going to have young guys that step up? I know Mick Abel is a big prospect for them. Andrew Painter was supposed to be the guy, but I think, did he get TJ or did he get one of the big pitching injuries? So I don't know. You know, if a guy like Mick Abel comes up and he's, you know, 22nd prospect in baseball and he's a guy, I mean, that's where,
yeah.
I don't know, man, this Phillies team is, it's, I don't want to say it's perfect, but like all of these guys are kind of in their prime. Like you got 31-year-old Schwarber, you got 30-year-old Trey Turner, 31 Harper, Real Muto's 33. I don't know. Like, what, Johan Rojas is the question, and if he just catches balls in center with a 500 OPS, the team's fine.
I got something for you to look out for.
Sure.
Regular season versus the Braves last year, they were 5-8. Braves beat them 8 times. They lost. They beat them 5 times.
So then they beat them 3-1.
Arizona, regular season last year, they were 4-3. They beat them 4 times. They lost 3 times. So
they had two...
Maybe you got a rope-a-dope teams.
I get that.
You know? Just lose to all the playoff contenders you might face.
I think they're going to be such a popular World Series pick, and like I'm probably going to ride that chalk, and I've thought about that for a long time now before we do it. We give our predictions. I said this on the show already, like they're going to win a World Series in the Bryce Harper era. And like, I feel like if it's this year, if it's next year, if it's the year after, like it's got to be coming soon. That's just in my mind, it's going to happen. So,
well, Turner, Harper, Nola, Wheeler are all there for the next 4 years.
Yeah. So
and then, you know, Nola, Harper, Turner there for the next 7 or whatever. Crazy.
It's World Series or bust. I know you want to win the division first, Rob Thompson, but this is it now. Like, they lost 2 games to the Snakes at home to go to the World Series last year. Can't have that happen. Like, you got to be, this team has got to be just so starved to make it past the NLCS and get into the World Series. Like, I'm going to be rooting for this team, and I think they have a very, very, very good chance of making it to the World Series this year, even with the Dodgers looming, even with the Braves doing what they're doing. Like, there's just something about this team. I think you hit it perfectly at the beginning of the episode, Jake, and I don't usually give you a lot of credit, but it's like they've created that vibe. It's just this team's vibe. Like, they're winners, man. They are.
Haven't even mentioned Brandon Marsh, who just turned 26. In his 174 games with the Phillies, he's 280, 360, and 817 OPS. Like, okay, that for a lot of teams, for teams 20 through 30, we'd be talking to Brandon Marsh would be like the first note, and it would be like, does this guy have another level in his game? And for the Phillies, they're just like, okay, have your 8 OPS down in the 7 or 8 hole. We'll see you when the lineup flips. It's silly, man. It's silly.
When is Andrew Painter going to return? Is he the bullpen weapon? Comes back fully recovered for October. Wow. Is that a storyline? I have no idea. I could be wildly off.
Doesn't expect to pitch in any games in 24 from Dombrowski.
But what about October? Dombrowski? Don't trust him. Secret weapon.
Never could.
Secret weapon. He never
if
really
Brandon Marsh just cut his hair and his beard, he's a hot boy. Yeah,
don't think he's on the 40,
also
man.
Also has that, too.
But he doesn't want to be a hot boy. He wants to be a greasy, wet boy.
He's a Philly hot boy.
You
Philly, Trev, the Philly hot boy list.
I'm not,
it starts
not
with Marsh and Topper.
Thing yet, okay.
You're not supposed to get it.
Actually,
you didn't understand
no.
that Kapler didn't fit, and that was like the most easy thing to understand.
I fit in there.
So this is going to confuse you a little bit, and I'm sorry, but okay. The top three Philly hot boys... Number one is JT Realmuto, and that's going to throw you off, but that's just because he's a man.
Yeah.
Number two is Rob Thompson, also a man. And then it's Brandon Marsh.
Bryce Harper doesn't get any. I mean, he has the beard and, like, you know, he's trying to really be Philly. He's adopted the city. I mean, I love what he's doing. It's a little, like, kind of funny to me too. Because I now that I'm thinking about what Philly hot is, I guess Bryce Harper isn't Philly hot.
No, but they accept him.
Yes, he's one of them, but he's not like Philly hot. He's just way too rich.
It's a little
too elusive. He's like too, he's like not like a real person.
It's a little bit like if you
God.
If you go to college or a summer camp and you befriend someone that just grew up in a different part of the world, and it's like you don't want to change. Like, your group adapts to them. They're awesome. You love them. But, like, I don't know. They're not going to change. They're from Nebraska. They wear some overalls. Like, you don't touch that. You're happy for them. That's how they grew up. Bryce is so premeditated. It's delightful. And it should be a reminder to Philly fans. I would say once every 3 weeks, the Yankee fans do look at each other and go, fucking Bryce Harper is exactly what this team needed.
Yes.
The energy that he plays with, what he brings to the table. It's nuts, dude. I mean, it's so dumb, but I know I'm going to tweet out probably, I don't know, every other month the video. Like, Bryce Harper will be on the top step when someone scores on a two-out single, and he's just going nuts and loving it. Like, his in-game competitiveness is everything you want.
One last question about Philly hot, and then we'll just leave that behind us. Is Aaron Nola Philly hot?
Yeah, because he doesn't talk.
Strong. If that look strong, was talking, he's strong. Strong.
I'm so lost. Right
strong
now.
Silent type. I mean, Aaron Nola just puts his hard hat on, goes to work, comes home, doesn't speak to his family. Attitude. I don't know if that's true.
Beavers, we got to get that Jose Alvarado.
If Nola
save it for this show,
Nola's skill set and position with the team, he could be a megastar. He could be on Subway commercials. He's not.
Yes. No.
Don't know if he turns them down or doesn't get them offered, but either way, he's not. That's Philly hot.
He just wants to pet his dog and clean his shotgun. Like,
oh boy.
That's it.
LSU boy.
That's
LSU
Georgia
boy
hot.
Wanted to just stay in Philly. Match whatever offers out there, I'm staying in Philly. Actually, take a little less?
Oh, man. I just saw a picture of him that I didn't know he looked like this without a hat on sometimes.
Okay.
And it's
The hatless pic can surprise you.
I don't know if I want to share this with
anyone.
Don't
share it then.
I don't think it's...
I've seen it out there.
I'll share with the people the DraftKings Sportsbook. Yeah, it's time for fans to head to the ballpark.
Great picture. He looks like he wrote the Declaration of Independence.
Root for the home team, Liberty Bell, as the baseball season gets underway. And right now, all new customers who bet $5 will get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Don't forget to use our code TALKIN. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code TALKIN. Bet just $5 on any wager and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code TALKIN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
You guys aren't going to like this line.
Okay.
90.5.
It's 90.5.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yes. This team just doesn't want to win over 90 games. I mean, 2022, 87-75, go to the World Series. 2023, 90-72, should have been in the World Series, lost two games at home to the Diamondbacks. Like,
I'm going to take the over. I'm going to jump the gun on this one. I think the rest of the division is not there. Like, I don't know what the Mets are doing. They got a lot of pieces. I think they're going to try and trade at the deadline, as we said on their show. If Yuri Perez is out, the Marlins are kind of like Sandy and Yuri out. They still got arms, I know, but that was like scaring me, or at least making them a real threat. So I think the Phillies are the chasing team. I don't know if they're going to beat the Braves, but I think you'll have two teams 90 plus wins in the division.
You just convinced me right there. I'll take the over as well. I don't know how over it's going to get. Could be a close one, but even though I probably have way too many overs, I feel pretty confident about the Phillies winning 91 games this year.
get the broomstick out. I know that scares all of us, but yeah, I think Philly looks at the past couple years as we did not achieve the goal, and I think they're put in the division as part of their actual goals this year, and that can get them to the promised land. So I'm going over. This team, man, feels a little bit of a different level than what we've talked about. And I don't know. Maybe that's Astros blinders, or maybe it's reverse blinders on my Yankees, but we jumped up another tier.
Do you know that Don Mattingly's son is their assistant GM? I didn't know that.
You did not know that.
You knew that, Trev?
Well, I'm looking at their page right now.
Oh. That's how I found out.
Sam Fultz, shout out.
Is that the key for any pitcher, though, Jose, is make sure your legs are strong?
You know, I am the grizzly bear.
Yeah, you are.
I am the grizzly bear. I got... Sometimes I call, like, to my people in the clubhouse. Bro, I feel like a fat boy. You know, like, I'm fucking fat.
Is that the key for any
pitcher? It's good stuff. I mean... Nice drop, Biebs. That's awesome.
There's your closer.
Here's and a I'm hunch. A fan, and I'm a fan now. That's, I kind of, I there was, I was not sure I liked him or not because he was so like attitudinal, you know.
Randy Dominguez just throwing some. Former Lehigh Valley Iron Pig teammate of mine.